Shkal in Perek Dalad Mishnah Vav. Hamakdash Nechosav Vahayu Bahen Dvarm Ruyin Karbanos Hatzibur. For persons Makdash Nechosim, and amongst them are things that are Roy for Karbanos Hatzibur, like Tyrus, Yenus, Shmanim, Slosses, like the Rav explains. So let's say one of them is flour. So normally when a person's Makdash something Stam, it goes Lebedek Abayis, like the Rav explains. And therefore, the Tversal explains it doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, and we're going to now see that we're going to be a little bit more Makel. Yinosnu lumanim bischarim div Rebbe Akiva. So Rebbe Akiva says we can be Makel, and you can actually give it directly to the people that are working in the Beis HaMikdash. Stam, people working in the Bedek Abayis. You can pay them with this flour. How can you do such a thing? Because the Rav brings out, Rebbe Akiva held, that Hekdesh can be Mechal on Malacha. Malacha is something that Hekdesh can be Chal on. The Torah says, the drasha is Va'asu li Mikdash. And the Rav says, Shetia HaMalacha Nasis Mina Hekdesh. That the Malacha itself can become Hekdesh. So the Beis Din of Hekdesh is giving this flour that was owned by Hekdesh, they give it over to the workers in return for the work that they do. It's being Mechal on the work. Amalar ben Azai, Einahi Amida. This is not similar to what we said in the previous Mishnah with leftover Ketores. Even though this doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, we have to make it similar. You have to do like we said before by leftover Ketores. Ela Mafrishin Mehen Scharu Manin. Rather, you set aside from the spices. Let's say that was the case where the guy was Stam Makdash spices and went to Bedek Abayis. The Bedek Abayis is mafrish, their correct amount used to pay the people that would work in Bedek Abayis. U'mechalan oysan al mol sa monin. And instead of just giving it to them for their melacha, they would be mechalit on money of theirs, money of these workers. V'noysnin oysan lumonin bischaron. And then they made another trade. They would give them the spices for the money that the workers, that the craftsmen had. So now you had spices that had no kedusha, and you had money that had kedusha. V'noisen oisan lumanin bescharin, and now they would pay back the workers with these spices that had no kedusha. V'choizen v'leichen oisan mitruma chadasha, and then they would buy them back mitruma chadasha. So now you had spices brought from truma chadasha. In the beginning, what they had was stam, a person was makdish lebedek abayis, and that shouldn't be used for ketores because Ketores should come from Truma Chadash, and that's why they had to do this whole thing according to Ben Azai. Not like Rabbi Kiva said, because according to Rabbi Kiva, you could just stam, give it over directly back to the workers. But Ben Azai held that you have to do, like we said in the previous mission, that you have to transfer for Kedusha back and forth a few times. So therefore, you would end up with spices that had no Kedusha on them that you can now buy from Truma Chadash. And the Rav says the Halacha is like Ben Azai. And Taisentiv explains it's because the way that the Rav learned the previous Mishnah seemed to be coinciding with the way that Ben Azai says in this Mishnah.